Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go. Let's get into some New Testament readings today, as we are going to talk about this passage from Ephesians. And then there was something I observed on Thanksgiving. I was so thankful, got to go to church. I love going to church, and any day that I can, I will. Unfortunately, I work really long days on my regular job, so going during the week is hard for me. So having a day off today, I, of course, went to Mass for Thanksgiving, and I had an observation that we will talk about here in a little bit. But let's get into our reading and then break down that reading, and then I'll tell you what I was talking about when I was at Mass today. We are going to go into the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and we are going to pick this up from, let's just say, verse 10. And then remember, the Ephesians, this is a letter written to the church in Ephesus where Paul is writing to them. He had established, Paul would go around and establish these churches. And then when he was in prison or at another place establishing another church, he would write letters back to them and find out, you know, what was going on and, hey, and give them instructions on how to proceed and how to live according to Christ and to do things in God's will. So here he is writing to the church of Ephesians, and he says, "And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So that's a nice little instruction coming from Paul. And he's letting them know, this is what I want you to do. And we'll break it down now verse by verse, because that's what we do here. And Paul's writing, like I said, to the church at Ephesus. He's encouraging the believers to live in a way that reflects their new identity in Christ, which is what all of us have. Our new identity. You're born again. You are born. Jesus said you can't come into the Father unless you're born again. And meaning to have that spiritual awakening, to come into Jesus, to be a believer, to walk in the teachings of Jesus and show your new identity in Christ is what Paul is teaching them. So it contrasts with a life of sin, which is what we are all in when we're all still in sin. But hopefully you're not as in sin as you were. You probably can look back. I can look back and be absolutely ashamed of the way I lived and the way I thought and the dumb things that went on in my head and in my actions. When you're confessing your sins, you say, "For what I have done, what I've said, what I've thought, what I've done, what I failed to do," all of these things. And it's all true. So hopefully you're better. But we're now living in light. We're now living in holiness. And we're to reflect that every day. So that's the general overall of it. But we started off on verse 10, where he says, "Find out what pleases the Lord." So in our life, we should go about discerning and pursuing what honors God. And you, what's funny is, you're like, "Well, how do I know it pleases God?" You know. You know. How many times in your journey do you do something where you look back and you're like, "Oh yeah, probably shouldn't have done that." Usually it's almost instant. If you're truly walking the right path, when you do things that are sinful and bad, you immediately just know, because it's not what honors God. You're not doing what God wants you to do. Verse 11, avoid fruitless deeds of darkness, expose them, which means don't participate in sin, but gently reveal truth through your example. So it's not necessarily saying, run around and be a big tattletale on everyone else. Oh, that guy over there is sinning. This guy over here is doing that. This guy said this, that. That's not what this is talking about. It's not saying, hey, you walk by walking to God, you go be a big tattletale and expose everyone else. It's not about judging others. You're not participating in sin, and you're revealing the truth through your example, through the way you live, the way you conduct yourself. You set that tone. You set that example. You reveal the wrong way to act by acting the right way. Then sin loves secrecy. Light exposes and transforms. So living in the light, it just brings clarity and healing. Like I said, if you're living in the light, you know when you step back into that dark. You just know. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You have a conscience. You are aware of these things. Wake up, sleeper, Christ will shine on you is a call of spiritual awakening, a call of revival. So probably when it was written from an early church hymn, Christian hymn, somewhere around there, as he puts it in there, and I could be wrong. Remember, I am not a biblical expert. I am a dumb security guard that loves the Bible, loves to read it, and loves to talk about it on this podcast. And I'm not a pastor, I'm not a minister, I'm not anything but just a normal guy. And I'm here as humbly as I can be. So I don't recall that scripture of what that is, but I think it is looking it up from maybe an early church hymn or something. Live wisely, not as unwise, and that's just be intentional. Our choices reflect our spiritual maturity, and if you are maturing and you're in your path, and I hope I'm maturing every day. I try to mature every day, and I catch myself constantly because I'm a sinful, horrible human, and that's how I do it. So it's just the way we should proceed. Verse 16, make the most of every opportunity. Days are evil. That's a really great line there because what do we know? Time is precious. We don't know when our final minute will be, our final day will be. We know nothing. That is in God's hands. It is not in ours, and we are not God. So you have very precious time. Use it for God's purposes. When you're living in sin, when you're stepping back, when you're falling, when you're doing this, how would you like to be, boop, doing something horrible that you know is horrible, and then that was your final minute, and you're like, ooh, but maybe you're doing something good that pleases God. That's probably good. That's probably good. Let's live that way. Verse 17, understand God's will. How do you do that? How do you get that clarity to say, I understand God's will? Scripture, reading the Bible. Read the Bible. God wants to talk to you. He talks to you through you reading the Bible. So scripture plus prayer, daily prayer. You should pray a lot. Pray. I pray all day, every day. I am praying constantly, and I'm not doing it enough. Clarity in decision makings comes from a lot of scripture and a lot of prayer, and you will know, you will be guided. If you seek it, the door will be open, it will come, you will learn, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be filled with all of that, but it's not something that you're not going to pray for it, and then all of a sudden you're going to wake up one morning and, voila, look at me, magic button, woo. No, it's work. God likes us to work, and we got to work. And how do we work? We read the Bible, we pray, we work, we mature, we grow. Just like anything else, if we're studying for something in college, go in and take a class and get a degree. It takes 4 years. So, same thing on our spiritual journey. It'll take a lot more than 4 years. Take a lifetime. Love this verse. Do not get drunk. Be filled with the Spirit. So, don't find worldly ways to escape, and that's drugs, that's alcohol, that's many different things. Pornography, internet, all that stuff. Be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Walk with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then finally, speak in psalms, hymns, worship. He's saying to sing. And that's just have a lifestyle of joy, a lifestyle of worship, a lifestyle of gratitude. Even in hardship, even when you are kicked and down, give thanks to God. There's something in there. I can't tell you how bad this last year has been for me. And I am so grateful for so much in my life. I'm so grateful things could have been worse and they weren't. I'm so grateful for so much. Try to find gratitude in the darkest times. The surrender prayer is amazing. You'll get people that'll like, they literally will be told by their doctor, like they have cancer, they have some awful disease, and immediately will say, my first thought was to do the surrender prayer. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Take care of everything. Please take care of everything. Say it, mean it, and give it over to Jesus, and don't worry about it, because there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can go to your doctor's appointments. You can do what you're supposed to. You can live a healthier lifestyle. There's a lot you can do, but still, you could do everything perfectly and still die. Only God can save you. Only Jesus can save you. So live that life with joy and worship. Be happy. And then here is my, that's the end of our actual Bible study today. But really great words. I love the writings of St. Paul are just some of my favorites. I absolutely love them in the Bible. Author of more than half of the New Testament. And this guy was the greatest oppressor on planet Earth of the first century early church. And when I say first century, I'm talking about of the actual disciples of Jesus Christ. This man was persecuting them and putting them in jail and going to have them all killed. And Jesus said, yeah, that's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. He's on my team. He went and recruited him. Got him. It's funny, Jesus wants you. He's gonna get you. Let's tell you that right now. He's gonna get you. But here's a thought, that something that happened today. I went to church. Told you guys I was so happy to go to church. And my church, if you're Catholic or other certain religions, have many masses a day, like you have 4 or 5 masses a day. So if you miss the 9 o'clock mass, you can go to the 11 o'clock mass or the 7 a.m. mass or the 5 p.m. mass. Many churches have that, and even Protestant churches, I know, have 2 or 3 masses a day that you can go to. So it's really cool. You can go to different services. Well, our church was burned down. We're at a borrowed church that nuns give us now. So we only get 1 mass a day when we get to use the facility. We get 1 mass a day. And I go as often as I can. And today, I was so excited to go. It was Thanksgiving. I'm like, this is great. And it was probably the lightest turnout I've seen in a very, very, very long time in our church. And I've been going to my church for about 25 years. And I remember looking and thinking, I feel so bad for our priest. Is love him. Just a wonderful man. He's got great, great sermons. His homilies are amazing. And I love going to church. And I remember thinking, I feel so sorry for Monsignor. There's hardly anyone here today. And, you know, you love a big turnout and just the vibe in the room when the place is packed. It's great. And I remembered then, too, a sermon he had given us just a week before. And he was talking about, it was over the Feast of Christ the King. And he was talking about, and it was such a great point. He said, if we were here today and King Charles from England was coming to our mass as a visitor, and we knew, he said, there would have been security all up and down the hill on our way to church today. We all would have had to go through checkpoints. They would have been checking IDs. Everyone would have been dressed in their finest Sunday clothes, and we would have had a packed house, and everyone would have came to celebrate mass with the king. And he said, but that's a king. That's an earthly king. That's a man. It's a leader of a country, kind of, not so much anymore, but he's the King of England. And that's true. Everything he said about that, that's a true statement. Christ is King of the universe. Christ was with God and they invented the universe. And he's here in church with us. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. He says that in the Bible. Jesus is with us when we are studying, no matter how many people are there. But Jesus himself is at the mass, at the service. Whenever you were there with a group of people worshiping him, he is there. And we get days like today where it was empty. Here I am feeling sorry for my priest. When Jesus is there, the King of the universe is there, my Lord and Savior is there, the man who gave his life and was tortured and beaten to death so that I can have eternal life is there. And we can't take the time to go? You don't have an hour a week to go to church? You can't turn your cell phone off, sit down, put on some nice clothes, show respect, and get there before the mass starts and stay till it ends? What are we? You do it for King Charles. My priest wasn't wrong when he said that. And I caught myself, whereas in here I am sitting in church today feeling sorry for my priest. I'm like, my priest is a wonderful man and I love him. I love Jesus a lot more. No one could show up today. Everyone was busy. It's the holiday. I get it. We're all busy. We need to make time for God. We need to make time to read the Bible. We need to make time to pray every day. And we need to show Jesus the respect he deserves. And I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken by that today. And I caught myself like, I'm like, oh, why am I feeling sorry for him? Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And we have a less than half empty house today. Everyone's too busy. Sorry, Jesus. It's Thanksgiving. I got a turkey to make. I'll catch up with you next week. Just something to think about, something to ponder. I thought about it and was upset about it because it followed the Christ the King Mass where the priest had just made that reference about King Charles and he was spot on, exactly accurate. And then today I catch myself going, wow, there's no one here. I feel so sorry for Monsignor. I love it when it's packed and the vibe is just great. He had a great homily today, very moving. He didn't change, nothing changed because half the people weren't there. But think about that and think about what we're going to walk in the light. We're going to ask Jesus for everything. People think Jesus is a magic genie lamp that we rub and we ask for wishes and then they come true. We need to show as much love and respect as we can. And we need to honor Jesus. We need to send glory and praise to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit every day of our lives. And please at least give a week, give an hour a week. Be there when the service starts. Stay till the service ends. Please, think about it. Just think about it. I just gave you a reading today where we're talking about doing what God wants. You think God would want that? I do. You think that's walking in the right way? I do. I sincerely mean that. And I'm always going to tell you guys my honest truth. So that is my observation from today. I'm grateful I got to go. I'm so thankful I got to go. I'm thankful for all of you. It is Thanksgiving as I record this. And I thank you so much for listening to the podcast and letting it spread and checking out the post on social media and everything. You can get me on Instagram. I also put stuff up on Rumble too. I know there's a lot of people over there. So God bless you all. I thank you so much for listening. Please read the Bible because God does want to talk to you. And I thank you for listening. And I'll be back again very soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.